Guelph Today received the following letter from reader Taylor Horton regarding the housing crisis locally. The housing crisis needs to be addressed. Dear Cam Guthrie, and residents of Guelph, I hope this message finds you well. I am writing to express my deep concerns regarding the recent article in Guelph Today about the tents downtown. Your statement about failing the tourism deeply troubled me, particularly in light of the desperate situation faced by many individuals who are struggling to afford housing and make ends meet. I believe there are alternative approaches to addressing the issue rather than leaving these individuals stuck. The cost of housing in Guelph, as well as in many other parts of the city, province, and country, has reached alarming levels. This has left a significant portion of our population feeling hopeless and scared about their ability to secure stable housing. It is disheartening to witness the lack of affordable options and the limited support available for those in need. Homeless shelters, which should provide a safe haven for individuals facing housing insecurity, are often at full capacity or unable to guarantee the necessary level of safety. This further exacerbates the sense of desperation and vulnerability experienced by those without a roof over their heads. It is distressing to think that the people who have the power to affect change may not fully grasp the extent of these concerns. The high cost of living, specifically the increasing rent prices, has become a significant burden for many individuals and families. People are living paycheck to paycheck, struggling to make ends meet, and are forced to make difficult choices between basic necessities. This financial strain not only impacts their quality of life but also contributes to a pervasive sense of anxiety and hopelessness. The increasing suicide rate is a grave concern that cannot be ignored. Politicians and public officials, such as MPPs, mayors, and prime ministers, often have comfortable homes and may not fully grasp the desperation faced by those forced to live in tents. I urge you to put yourself in their shoes, to imagine the daily struggles and hardships they endure. Empathy and understanding are crucial in addressing this crisis. We need leaders who are willing to take action and make a real difference in the lives of the people of Guelph. In light of these circumstances, I believe it is crucial for our city to consider alternative compassionate approaches that prioritize the well-being and security of our residents. Access to safe and affordable housing should be viewed as a fundamental human right rather than a luxury. We need to address the long waitlists for housing and work toward solutions that will provide relief and hope to those in need. As a concerned resident of Guelph, who has lived here my whole life, I must admit that I fear for the future. I worry about the direction our city is heading if we do not take concrete steps to address the underlying issues causing homelessness and unaffordability. The costs of housing are unjustifiable, and it is disheartening to see a one-bedroom unit priced at more than $600. While I understand the concerns about not wanting a proliferation of tents in our city, it is essential to seek a humane solution that balances the need for affordable housing with maintaining the aesthetic appeal and functionality of public spaces. I believe that by working together, we can find innovative approaches that address the housing crisis while preserving the integrity of our community. I implore you to consider making a meaningful impact and being a leader who works towards compassionate and practical solutions. Every election, we vote for the lesser evils, not expecting anyone to be a good choice. I believe you have worked hard for our city, and I ask you to consider being the one to work towards solving this problem. I know one email may not make the difference, but I will write as many emails or letters to as many people as I have to. I urge you to seriously consider the points raised in this email and take meaningful action towards addressing the housing crisis in our city. Let us strive to create an environment where all individuals feel secure, hopeful, and have access to affordable housing. I would greatly appreciate a personal response from you. Thank you for your time and consideration. Best regards, Taylor Horton.